AP News, I'm Haya Pinjani. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Majd Bahamani, issued his first statement on the war. He said that the leverage of closing the Strait of Hormuz should be used and that attacks on Iran's Gulf Arab neighbors will continue. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on a U.S. military refueling plane going down in Iraq.
U.S. Central Command said it had launched a rescue effort after a military refueling plane went down in western Iraq. The military described the plane as a loss. A U.S. official tells AP at least five crew members were aboard, but there was no immediate word on casualties. Though part of the operation against Iran, the military says the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire. Central Command says the incident involved two aircraft, with the other landing safely. Another U.S. official tells AP that aircraft was also a tanker plane.
Investigators are working to determine the exact reason a man with a rifle crashed into a large Michigan synagogue. President Trump gave words of support after the attack.
Before we begin, I want to send our love to the Michigan Jewish community and all of the people in Detroit, the Detroit area, following the attack on the Jewish synagogue early today. And I've been briefed, fully briefed. And it's a terrible thing, but it goes on. We're going to be right down to the bottom of it.
ROTC students at Old Dominion University subdued and killed a shooter who left one dead and two hurt. At a news conference, Dominic Evans with the FBI says the students showed extreme bravery in taking the gunman down.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
The audio is courtesy of WVEC. This is AP News. In a rare bipartisan move, the Senate approved a bill meant to make it easier to become a homeowner.
The Senate has passed and sent to the House a bill to make U.S. housing more accessible and affordable. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren hailed the measure, which passed with bipartisan support, 89-4 and 10 against.
It will make sure that families own those homes, not giant corporations looking to jack up the rent and squeeze every nickel of profit they can.
The bill is intended to reduce regulations, regulate corporate investors, and expand how housing dollars can be used to build affordable homes and rentals. President Trump has backed the bill.
No, you'd have these firms go out and buy 2,000 houses. We don't want it. We want you to buy the houses, not them.
But it's unclear if it will get signed right away. Last weekend, Trump suggested he won't sign any new measures unless Congress passes legislation that would require voters to show proof of citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.